so we want to turn in Psalm 103, and we want to share a message with you, and it kind of goes right along with the song this morning, and that's just simply praising God, praising God. And so we want to read a portion of this psalm, although the whole psalm is actually full of encouragement. There's a lot of encouragement found here in Psalm 103, and so we trust that this morning will be a blessing to you, and just simply a reminder of the reasons that we praise the Lord. And of course, you know, I think the list as far as praising the Lord, reasons that we praise the Lord, I think the list is really endless. But there are things that we want to bring out this morning as reasons for praising the Lord. So let's begin reading with verse 1 of Psalm 103. The Bible says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who sanctifieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." Our focus this morning is taken from verse 2 that talks about all His benefits. All His benefits. Let's pray this morning. Father, thank You for our time together this morning. We thank You for each one that's here. We thank You for those that are viewing. We thank You, Lord, for what our hearts have felt and the tremendous music ministry of those that sang, and Father, the choir and the special music. Lord, we thank You for that. But Lord, we want to thank You most of all for Jesus Christ and down on the cross for our sins, that we might have hope today. And Lord, we know that our hope is in Jesus. So Father, I pray that You'll help us this morning, meet needs. We pray, we do lift up the request of prayer that were mentioned this morning, and those that weren't. We know that in Sunday school there were several prayer requests, and Lord, You know what those needs are. But Father, I do pray that You'll help us, open our eyes, open our ears, and open our hearts. And Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 103, as I mentioned just a few moments ago, is full of encouragement. Verse 12 says, "As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him. For He knoweth our frame, He remembereth that we are dust." He knows who we are. He knows what our needs are. He knows this morning that what one might need in the service, someone else might need something different, but yet He can take the Word of God, the messages in song, the messages in Scripture, and how that He can apply them to each person's life. He opens this psalm, and the psalm here with David opens with a burst of praise as David considers his life. And I think we need to do that once in a while, is kind of consider where we are, consider where we've been, considering the things in our life, considering where we are today. And David was doing such as this as he was considering all the things that the Lord has done. It's almost like if he was getting alone with the Lord and he was reviewing the wonderful benefits that the Lord has bestowed upon him, just as we too should get along with the Lord and remind ourselves of the benefits that is bestowed upon us. We can look at our life and we consider the past, we can consider the present, and we can consider our future. And I think we would all agree this morning, no different than David, there are disappointments in this life. There are hurts in this life. And we can have disappointments with people. We can have disappointments with our hopes, maybe things that we had hoped for. And we can even have disappointment in things. But when a believer considers their life, when a believer, and that's the key here, is knowing Christ as your personal Savior, but a believer considers his or her life, we must look beyond those things, look beyond the hurts of this life, look beyond maybe the things that has brought strains to our life, and look beyond those things and consider the Lord. Consider what the Lord has done. Consider what the Lord is doing. I think that as we look at this psalm this morning, I think that we could see two things that maybe David realizes that kind of applies to this whole chapter. And the first thing is simply praising the Lord. He says that actually in verse 1 where he says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." In other words, the praise comes deep within. You know, we can have surface praise and we can smile and we can rejoice surfacely, but I believe that David here was praising deep within. Deep within. And so he saw the need to praise the Lord. But he also saw the need to be careful and not forget the Lord's benefits. Those two things, I think, would kind of give a summary of Psalm 103. Praising the Lord and being careful not to forget the Lord's benefits. David knew, as we should know this morning, that it's very easy to forget when life becomes hard. It's very easy to forget the goodness of the Lord, the things that the Lord has given us, the things that the Lord has prepared for us, the things that the Lord has helped us with. It's very easy when we get distraught with life. It's very easy when times become hard and difficult and challenging, and even the unknown that we face, it's very easy to forget the Lord's blessings and what the Lord has blessed us with. I would like to call it, it's easy to get stuck in the ruts of life. Very easy to get stuck in the ruts of life. I was coon hunting. For those of you know what coon hunting is, I was coon hunting one night with some friends, and of course you do coon hunting in the dark. You do it, many times as soon as it gets dark, and then it can last for hours and hours and hours. But sometimes in the dark, you're really not, especially if you're trampling through the woods or you're going down these. You don't have as much around here with all the building, but around here there used to be places that you could go and you would go off in the woods, and you've got your dogs and you're trying to tree a coon. And I was with some friends, and we went out one night, and instead of taking multiple vehicles, multiple trucks, we decided we would just jump in one of this gentleman's trucks, and there were two inside the cab. He was driving a small Toyota, and that was a four-wheel drive, but he was driving, and three of us were in the back. And so he was going towards where the dogs were that were had treed a coon, and he was going where the dogs were, and then all of a sudden he was going pretty fast, and all of a sudden he came to an abrupt stop. Three that were in the back, I don't know, all I can say is the Lord's help kept us from going over the cab of the truck. He came in such an abrupt stop. And what he had found was he had found a very large rut. In other words, he had found a dry creek bed that no one knew was there. But we know now. And when the truck went into that rut, he couldn't get out. Matter of fact, we left the dogs and we hiked back because we were in such a way we couldn't go get them. And it wasn't until the next day that he had to get someone to get this truck out of the rut. And then he brought us all our dogs back the next day. Now, what does this have to do with the message? What it has to do with is sometimes in life we get stuck in a rut. And it's called the rut of life. And the way we get pulled out of this rut is think about the goodness of God. Think about the benefits that the Lord has bestowed upon us. Think about just what the Lord has done. It's almost like you're taking a tow strap or a tow rope and you're pulling out of this rope, but you're pulling not with an individual, but you're pulling with God's goodness and God's grace and what God's done in your life. You see, David had to be reminded of the goodness of the Lord. And he saw it was needful to praise the Lord. And he saw it was needful to be reminded of the benefits that the Lord has given. You see, when we do that, it helps us to get pulled out of this rut, the ruts of life. So this morning, I would like to just take a few minutes and mention to you just a few of these benefits that we find here in Psalm 103. The first thing I'd like to mention, and it's very important for us to realize, and that is this. Verse 3 tells us, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. The first reason is seeing the benefit of forgiveness. The benefit of forgiveness. You see, there's such a blessing this morning that he has forgiven us. We've all come from different ways of life. We've all come from different backgrounds. We've all come from different places and all those things. And we've all done different things in our life. Some may be the same, but yet we've all done different things. But every one of us this morning that know Christ as our personal Savior has forgiveness of no matter what it is. You see, that's a blessing. That's a blessing. But I'll be honest with you, some people struggle with forgiveness. They struggle with forgiveness. It's almost like they make mistakes in their life for whatever reason. It can be sin, it can be just their ways of thinking and all those things. No matter what causes it, the fact is that they struggle with forgiveness because there are folks that can't forgive themselves. There are folks that can't forgive themselves. They can't forgive themselves and they're carrying this deep hurt. They might look good in the surface and they might look good from the surface, but deep down they're struggling because they're having trouble forgiving themselves. You see, the Lord has made this perfect provision in the gift of His Son. The perfect provision for us this morning is the gift of Jesus Christ. The gift of Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 26. The Bible says, for then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. You see, we have forgiveness this morning in his son. We just celebrated Christmas a little over a month ago. We just celebrated Christmas. But I'll read to you a verse that many times is read during the Christmas season. But it speaks of forgiveness. Matthew chapter 1 verse 21 says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." You see, there's individuals that are struggling with forgiveness. But may we be reminded this morning that Christ bore our punishment and the penalty that was due us. So therefore, there's no reason to carry that burden of forgiveness, because He's already forgiven you. He has already forgiven you. No matter what it is that you're struggling with, or that you might be struggling with, and how that you're struggling with forgiving yourself, look to Jesus. Look to Jesus. Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5, the Bible says, "But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed." You see, healing comes not from us, but healing comes from Jesus. Amen. Healing comes from Jesus. And see, when we struggle with that forgiveness, we need to look to the cross and realize that Jesus has forgiven you, and therefore we can forgive ourselves, because He's forgiven you. He's paid that price. He's paid that penalty. And therefore we can forgive ourselves. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24, the Bible says, "Who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed." You see, we don't begin living until we have that forgiveness of sins. You see, that's one of the benefits, is having that benefit of forgiveness. If we know Christ as our personal Savior, the Lord has forgiven your iniquities, no matter what it may be. The Lord has forgiven. I've heard people say before, when you're talking to them about the Lord, they'll say something like, "Well, He sure can't forgive me." And he'll say something like, "But I can't live it." You know, they'll say something like, "Well, I can't live a Christian life." But see, what the realization is, no, you can't within yourself, but you can within Him. You see, once you accept Christ, and we that know Christ and has been saved, when that moment of time that you accepted Christ, a change took place. A change took place in your life. And some it changed with tears. Some it changed with excitement. Some it changed because your heart changed. But no matter how emotional you may have gotten or not, the most important thing is that you have that burden of sin was lifted because of Jesus, because of Calvary. You see, that's a benefit that we have this morning, the benefit of forgiveness. We must look beyond these ruts of life and realize that what we have and what we can have is the reason we praise Him this morning. We look beyond these ruts of life, and we're all going to have them. We're all going to have these things. We're all going to have these difficulties. And sometimes we choose to go through them. We choose. We choose because we can't let it go. Well, I challenge you this morning to let whatever it is that might be troubling you this morning, if you're struggling with forgiveness, let it go. We don't look at ourselves, but we look at Him. We don't look at what we have accomplished, but we look at everything that He has accomplished. We don't look at what we might offer ourselves, but we look at what He offers, and we look at what He has done and what He has given. You see, it's all about Jesus. It's all about Him. It's not about us. It's not about what we can do, what we can't do. It's not about any of those things, but it's everything about Him. And our focus needs to be about Him. And I think the realization that David has here is the fact that he is realizing the benefits, and the first benefit that he makes mention of, who forgiveth our iniquities. Now the second one is who healeth our diseases. Who healeth our diseases. The Lord has given us specific promises to encourage us to look to Him and to look for healing. To look for healing. Yes, He heals the body. But I'll tell you something else that He heals. And that is the fact that He heals the mind. He heals the mind. Because our mind, there's an old commercial that used to come on, and it says, "The mind is a terrible thing to waste." Y'all remember that commercial? Do you realize that if we allow our mind to go the direction that isn't pointing to the Lord, we are hindering our mind. We are hindering. And He heals the mind. When we think of the word disease, we first think of a body. We think of, and there's a lot of diseases out there. There's a lot of medical things out there. There's a lot of things that can literally take our life that we might have or we might get. I talk to the preacher about once a week, and I'll say, "What you got this week? Because I'm going to probably have it next." That's what we do. He's such an encourager. I don't know if y'all knew that or not. He's such an encourager. He'll call me up and say, "Hey, look what I've got. You're going to get it too." Praise the Lord, right? But you know, when we think of disease, we must think of disease that can enter the mind. That can enter the mind. I mentioned to you a little earlier about people having a hard time forgiving themselves. You see, there's an urgent need in people's lives. There's an urgent need. And one might say, "Can God really heal the mind?" And I say, yes, He can heal the mind if we focus on Him. If we focus on Him. Our hearts, our minds, our souls can be diseased with this life. With the cares of this life, the problems of this life, the discouragements of this life, all these things about this life, our hearts, our minds, our souls can be diseased with this life. But the Bible says, "Who healeth our diseases?" We won't turn there, but I want you to think about Psalm 23, the first part of verse 3, and I'll tell you what it says. "He restoreth my soul." He restoreth my soul. When it comes to the healing physically, we have to realize that it's not always God's will for the physical to be healed, the physical part of our body. We must realize that. And I think of the famous passage of Scripture that many mention, and that is Paul when he prays about the thorn in his side. And there's a lot of controversy, and there's a lot of, there's a lot of theology and discussions as to what that might be. And you might have your own idea, and that's okay. But I think if the Lord really wanted us to know specifically, He would have said it. He would have said, this is what Paul's issue was. But what we do know is this. He prayed about it 3 times that the Scripture records. And God chose not to deliver him from that problem or from that issue that he was having. But what God did say was, I'll give you the grace to get through it. Amen. I'll give you the grace to get through it. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 29, Philippians chapter 1, verse 29, the Bible says, for unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. You see, there is a certain amount of things that we have to deal with in this life. We may not fully understand why we are put or given this task or put through this issue or problem. We may not fully understand why, but we can fully understand who to trust because God makes no mistakes. And we also have to remember that we are living in a sin-cursed world. We must always put that in perspective that before the sin of Adam and Eve, before that sin, it was a perfect place. But we also know that when they took of that fruit and when Eve took of that fruit and Adam, then their eyes were opened and then sin came in. But thank the Lord that God made a provision. And that provision is Jesus Christ. That provision is Jesus. So we may not fully understand. And we must remember to dig deep in our hearts and minds to find this peace. But our peace must be in Jesus. Our peace must be in Jesus. You see, that's for us to remember. That's for us to focus on. That's the reason we have these benefits of the Lord, the benefit of forgiveness, the benefit that He can heal our minds. He can heal our bodies. Isaiah 41, verse 10, the Bible says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, and I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Notice what that verse says. I am with thee. That tells me this morning that we're not alone. We're not alone. It also tells us to not be overcome with the things of this life. Don't be overcome. And he says, I am thy God. Do you realize that there are things in this life, and I don't know if you've ever considered it this way, but do you realize when you're struggling with forgiveness and forgiving yourself, you've made that your God. When you're allowing all these things to control you, that becomes your God. But the Lord says, I am thy God. So we focus on Him. We focus on what He has done. And don't allow anything to be your God other than God Himself. God Himself. I will give you strength, that verse says. I will give you help, that verse says, and I will uphold thee. I will uphold thee. You see, David was renewing his mind, and he was renewing his mind with praise. Praise not for himself, not for his accomplishments. Not what he's done in life, but praise for what the Lord was doing in his life. Praise for what the Lord was doing. And I won't be able to get through. I've only gotten through two. And we'll probably change things around and finish the other three tonight. But I want to close with this. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgiveth thine iniquities, who healeth all thine diseases. I ask the question this morning, do you need help in any way? He'll help you. Some are struggling this morning for various things, but He'll help you this morning. And it begins with simply praising Him for all that He does for us. Let's pray this morning. Father, thank You for our time together. And Lord, as we have this invitation, we pray, Lord, that if someone needs to come and talk to You, there may be someone here that's struggling in various ways, struggling with life, struggling with problems, struggling with hindrances. Lord, I pray that You'll allow them to come and talk to You. And Lord, there may be someone that just wants to come and thank You and praise You for all Your benefits. Lord, there may be someone here that needs Jesus as their personal Savior. Lord, speak to that heart. Lord, whatever that need is, Lord, I know that You'll meet that need because we trust You. Father, bless this invitation. In Jesus' name, amen.